Christ Hill Will is an organization dedicated to growing and sustaining a strong community in Cincinnati's largest neighborhood through economic development, community engagement, and physical revitalization. Although it started 12 years ago as part of a larger program, in 2004, Christ Hill Will went independent so that they could focus on more comprehensive community development. Speaking with me today is Matt Strauss, Director of Marketing and Neighborhood Promotion for Christ Hill Will. Thanks for being on Local Exposure.
Hey, thanks for coming to see us.
So first and foremost, what's your favorite thing about Christ Hill?
It's the people. The people in the neighborhood are really active, engaged, friendly. I mean, we've always had this sense of community in the neighborhood, and not just getting to know each other and working with each other, but when they see a problem, rather than complain about it, they fix it, and it makes my job real easy and fun too.
So tell me just a bit of the history of the organization.
Like you noted, we started about 12 years ago. There's a lot of environmental activism in the neighborhood, and the group Imago and some people involved with them said, you know, we're seeing some housing issues in the neighborhood. Let's see if we can do some work on that. And they did a few of them. They realized, you know, this is important, and it's also not our mission. I mean, we're an environmental education group, so they spun us off, essentially. And we put together a really strong board of people who are active in the neighborhood, big stakeholders in the neighborhood, like the high schools and Sisters of Charity, Santa Maria Community Services. I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of important people. But they really put together a great group who charted a course for improving the neighborhood and building on success that we've already got here.
So of all the neighborhoods and areas of greater Cincinnati, why do you think they chose the Price Hill area?
Well, I don't know that they so much chose Price Hill. Price Hill chose them. This is folks who have been living here for generations, people who have found a common interest, who have been living here, and they said, let's get active, let's do environmental education, let's do housing, let's do arts, let's showcase that, let's coalesce around what we're good at. That's how our organization sort of developed and got its strength, is we did something called appreciative inquiry, where rather than saying, what's the matter, we said, what do you like? And then let's build on that, and then they called that then asset-based community development. They said, what do we like? Let's get more of that, and then well, the stuff that we don't like, we'll drag kicking and screaming along until we do like it. You know, like my high school football coach used to say, take your weakness and make it a strength. Yeah, neighborhood promotion is the easiest job in the world in Price Hill. My job is to take credit for everybody else's hard work. We've got somebody else doing all of the rehabbing, the business development, and the housing work, and all of that. And my job is to let the world know about it. There's a lot of good stuff that goes on here that people used to just kind of ignore or just say, hey, and there it is. But with the way the news and the electronic media have changed these days, it's harder to get out the good news and easier to get out the bad news. I sort of joke around. My job is to make sure that the good news gets heard and the bad news gets only heard once and that it's accurate. Right. And so it is really easy just coalescing all of the good stuff that's going on, let people know about it, and make sure people understand all the details of it, all the possibilities and the promise.
Do you feel that there's a stigma or a preconceived notion about Price Hill that you have to sort of fight against or try to change people's minds about?
Yeah, there can be. I mean, the image is we're an old German Catholic neighborhood where the definition of a transient resident is someone whose parents weren't born here. This coming week, before the broadcast of this, we're having our Cultural Heritage Fest, which we're saying, let's all get together, celebrate the history, also the present, also the future, and the various cultures. Yeah, demographics are changing here, but that's not bad or good. That's just how things are. And in any neighborhood that says that we want to stay the way we've always been, is going to get left in whatever era they've been. And so we're adapting with it, and in a very positive way. And so, yeah, there is an image, and it's really easy for people to sit on the outside and say, oh, they're still like that, or things, this is how things are, this is how things will always be, and you know, that's why I have my gig of letting people know, here's how we are, here's how we're going to be, here are the great things about how we were, the great things about how we are, and how we're going to be.
There's other community outreach programs that involve music in the area as well.
Yeah, we started something a year ago, rather, they came to us, was the Music for Youth Cincinnati program, and it's based on El Sistema. I'm hoping it's El and not La because I don't speak Spanish. But it's this wonderful Venezuelan program where they find a neighborhood and they take grade school age kids, I believe grade school, middle school age, and they teach them cello, violin, or viola. It's 5 days a week, all school year, 2 hours every day, and this is a population that normally wouldn't get classical music training. It's free. It is intensive, and they're not, this isn't a, hey, we need more kids learning stringed instruments program. It's a, let's teach them teamwork by working in an orchestra, and discipline by being there 5 days a week and learning complicated pieces. And it's also diversity. These kids come from all different backgrounds. Some of them, their parents don't speak English. And these are kids who normally might not get to know each other, and they have concerts pretty frequently. They had one just last week at the library, and I had seen some of these kids had just started that week. It was their summer camp. It was just a week long. Some of them have been in the program from the beginning. There was a pretty complicated piece that I heard them play a few times over the year. They're playing it a lot faster now, and it sounds really good. It's incredible what they can do.
And you can just see how they blossom and how they enjoy learning and being musical and performing in front of people.
Yeah, I love being able to take the pictures of them at their performances and seeing the looks on their faces. And one of the fun experiences I had was taking my daughter to the ballet back, I think it was for the Nutcracker, and I saw one of the cellists, and I said, do you play cello? Because I've seen you play. She's like, oh my God, I'm a celebrity already.
And you made her day, I'm sure.
I hope so. It is really amazing the self-confidence they get. And, you know, the kids who aren't, for whom the program isn't necessarily the best idea, they move on to something else. Although I don't know that there have been too many of that. I think most of them say, all right, this is pretty incredible. I'm a part of something bigger and better.
Well, and I also know that music education in general helps strengthen the basic fundamentals of education and give the kids a more well-rounded base from which to learn.
Yeah, this is a real confidence builder program for the kids. They can see themselves getting better at something. It translates to everything else they do. And one of the fun things they did at one of their last concerts was the kids taught their parents how to play hot cross buns, first plucking and then with the bow. And so the kids were saying, hey, not only am I learning, now I'm teaching, and I can show you something. It really helped with their confidence.
That's really amazing. Is there anything else about Price Hill Will that you think we need to note?
We're known for our housing development. We've rehabbed over 50 houses in the neighborhood, all for owner occupancy, or a few cases they were teardowns that were just they couldn't be sustained. And while that's what we're famous for, we do all kinds of things, because sure, we can fix every house in the neighborhood, but people want places to buy their coffee, to hang out in the parks, and for arts and culture, all kinds of different activities. And you know, we won the Vice Mayor's Challenge a few years ago for the greenest neighborhood in the city, and a lot of it is just our attitude towards the green initiatives, being environmentally aware, and also it's because we're so close to everything.
I've been speaking with Matt Strauss, Director of Marketing and Neighborhood Promotion for Price Hill Will. For more information about Price Hill Will, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for having me.